Diva's Dish. I am the Midday Diva, Cherie Taylor. Along with me, our weekend diva, Elise Riley. And because she was so popular, we brought back Diva Diddy, also known as Diva Dirty.
Dirty Diva. That's right.
Dirty Diva.
I'm back.
Oh, my gosh. You know, my kids love listening to the podcast in the car. I know I'm that mom. I am that mom, okay? My kids are my kids, so they've heard everything under the sun these days. Your podcast is one of the favorites.
Word.
Because Austin, my oldest son, huge Clemson fan, obviously like mama, like dad, like the whole family. And, of course, you give him props to the Tigers for doing what we've done. And then, you know, actually taking a little hit at yourself, at your teams, all three of your teams.
They make it easy for me.
He loves hearing that. I don't know. He goes, Mom, play that again. I love hearing that.
Yeah, the Gamecocks are doing a good job of making me miserable, especially still today. So.
Well, you still have the Patriots. Oh, wait. Nope.
Oh, yeah, and the Red Sox traded away their best player. So
I saw that. Yeah, thank you. Great. As a Dodgers fan, I say thank you.
So sad.
How did that happen, Diddy? They didn't ask you, did they?
It's an $8 billion corporation deciding to cut corners, which makes no sense.
Hey, we've heard of that. Oh, wait a minute. We work in that industry. Wait a minute. Elise is not saying a word. She's like,
She's like, nope.
Yep.
I'm
going
to take your job.
Cherie, say what you want to say. I am all for you, but I'm also turning in my application right after you get fired.
I don't watch baseball. So my husband's a Cubs fan because he's from Chicago. But other than that, I don't watch baseball. That's why.
Wow, way to bring the room down, Elise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, that's why I didn't.
Well, you guys know why I'm a Dodgers fan.
Not for everybody.
I've told you both why I'm a Dodgers fan, right?
Yeah.
Dreams of L.A.? I don't know.
Yeah, well, no. my dad's secretary, my whole life until my dad retired, right after I got out of college, my dad's secretary, Jean Kennett, her brother-in-law is Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, nice.
And my whole life, he always sent all of us, my sister, my brother, myself, all kind of Dodgers gear.
Nice.
We would always get Dodgers gear, Dodger this, that, and the other. Sometimes at birthdays, we would get gifts and stuff like that. They were all Dodgers themes. And the rest of my family, this side of the family, they're Braves fans, but they're also Dodgers fans, but primarily Braves fans. Well, you know, Tommy once made the comment that I'm going to make one of your kids a Dodgers fan. And he did, because 1 year for my birthday, I think Missy and Craig got stuff on their birthday. My birthday, I didn't get anything. Couple weeks later, in the mail, showed up a handwritten note and a baseball signed by the whole Dodgers team.
Awesome.
I have it at home. I'll bring it.
What? Awesome.
You know what? You know what? Lifelong Dodgers fan there. Right there. So, I mean, how could I be a fan of any other team after Mr. Lasorda himself sent that, had it autographed for me and sent that to me? How?
I mean, you do live here. The Braves are pretty close.
Yeah,
so that's a good reason.
Yes, I know. Around here, we had so many bandwagon Braves fans. When the Braves started winning, you know, they had their awful years. Everybody's had their awful years. We've talked about your Sox having the awful
years.
Yeah, it's
the worst.
But you stayed a fan. But my mom was always a fan, but she's also a Dodgers fan, apparently, because, you know, well, we always got stuff in, like, when Mr. Lasorda was the coach, and this is going back even Fulton County Stadium, we would always get VIP tickets from him. They were always available for us, and we'd have to go pick them up, and it was always like, yes sir, right this way, right. I mean, it was like, to a kid, mind blown. That's why I wanted to be a celebrity, because I wanted that treatment all the time.
Yeah, well, see, I bandwagoned the Braves as a kid, big Braves fan as a kid, because we didn't have, you know, the Red Sox on TV all the time, even in New England back then in the 90s. You had to pay to get NESN, like it was an extra TV subscription, and we weren't doing it, you know, we weren't paying for NESN, so TBS was on every day. And I had TBS. I could watch the Braves every single day of the season. So I became a huge Atlanta Braves fan at the beginning of that success.
Yeah, because it was always there. But
yeah, I had to watch baseball. I would watch the French broadcast of the Expos because I had to watch baseball. And my mom would make fun of me because, you know, for starters, I don't know French and never have. So, you know, I was just watching them speak French, but it was baseball. And
but
I needed
it's baseball.
It.
You understand what's going on.
I knew the names when they said them because, you know, those aren't in French. So when they said Spike Owen, I was like, yeah, that guy used to play for the Sox. I know him.
Did they say it like this, Spike Owen?
Spike Owen. Yeah. It was one of those kind of with the, and then blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh,
did
okay.
It have a ha-ha at the end? Because
no, I don't think so. I don't think they were villains in Hanna-Barbera cartoons.
My great uncle Claude is French. So, I was never allowed to do that around him.
That's awesome.
That's so bad. But you know what else was also on TBS?
Mm-hmm.
the Beverly Hillbillies.
That's true.
And I think I was like maybe sixth, seventh grade, and we had those tickets, and we were down at Fulton County, and all of a sudden you hear the Beverly Hillbillies music come on. You mm-hmm. listen to a story about a man named, and I'm like going, why are they playing that? And I'm like looking around, and the camera starts panning around. Sitting two rows in front of us was Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what? Mind blown. You know, mind blown. So that's a pretty sad childhood for me. So there you go. All right. So moving on to our adult life, we've got a lot of storms going on here. So if you guys hear the rain in the background, the rain is insane.
Yeah.
It is awful. It's like heavy because it's like it just started off with a little drizzle. I even went to do my neighborhood walk last night, and it was a light rain. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But this morning, I came into the studio. It wasn't bad. I was here for like a minute, and then it was like a gush downpour. Streets are flooding. We've got alarms going off. And not only that, I had to go get something and send something to the sales staff. In my office, right next door, it's extremely cold because it's the engineering room. All the wires, all the routers, all this, that, and the other is in there, as well as the EAS notifications. And we all know what that is. The big alarm that goes, bah, 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 bah. We have 7 stations here.
Yeah.
They all went off simultaneously. I about jumped out of my seat because all of a sudden I heard one and then the other and then the other. So it was like bad versions of row, row, row your boat with people that were totally off key, totally off key. And so imagine hearing that, having my heart pound. I'm coming in here and you guys, I walk in the studio. Y'all are laughing because our studios are soundproof. You cannot hear anything.
No, we had no idea.
No idea,
idea what was happening. And so I walk in, I'm like, oh my God, you guys didn't hear that? Like, no. And then you guys started talking about how you both were woken up very early this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I was especially mad because we all know I do the morning show. I have to get here really early. And my alarm goes off normally between 5:30 and 5:50 at some point. So today I figured I'd sleep in a little bit. We'll do 5:50. 5:38, the EAS alert starts going off on my phone. It was on vibrate, but of course it lit up. So, of course, that startled Sookie, who then started barking. And
Sookie, the 2-ounce dog.
Yeah,
she's gained some weight.
She's real loud. And so 12 minutes that I could have slept, I did not. Thanks, EAS.
Isn't that the worst?
It's even worse when the person you're in bed with is didn't turn the vibrate on. And you get the full-on weather alert at 5:30 in the morning.
So you guys, you and Ashley are going to need counseling after this?
Yeah, right. I was like, what are you doing? It was just more that it jarred me so much, it made the dogs get up. And like again, like you had with Sookie, Charlie was, he was up and wanted to go outside all of a sudden. I was like, well, you're not going out there because you won't. There's
she
no
won't
way
either.
He'll go out there. He gets to the door, he's all excited. You open the door, he's like, no, I'm good.
Charlotte did that
good,
to
thanks.
Me. She like what? She pawed me to go outside. We walked to the kitchen door. I turned on the light, opened the back door, and then she like paused. It's like her big old butt was like, I'm not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. So I grab her by the horns. I'm like, honey, go. You're not going to wet in the house. And she looked at me. She's like, I'm good.
Like, my bad.
I will go to the potty. I will go to the potty on the toilet. I learned. Okay, I've watched.
I lied. I don't have to go. Yeah, Sookie will not.
Yeah.
My goodness. Charlotte's like, I'm not happening. But see, the other night she kept playing and like was totally off her sleep schedule. And she kept waking me up 2:00 in the morning. I put her outside and I said, there is a blanket on the porch for you. And it's a screen porch and it's warm out there. It was warm. So she slept outside. So she knows. She knows I mean business now. But yeah, she was not going outside in the rain. That alarm went off for me, but it kind of buzzed because I had my phone on vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was someone sending me a text. I'm like, this better be good. Because I have a crazy ex-boyfriend.
Like, not right now.
Maybe I should not say crazy. I have an ex-boyfriend.
All
with
of
boundary.
Our exes are crazy.
Yes,
that's
they have
works.
Boundary issues that will text me at God knows what time of the morning. But I have him on Do Not Disturb. As we discussed on our podcast, the previous podcast, it's called mooning. Did you know there's a such thing as called mooning? It's putting people on Do Not Disturb so you have the half moon sign on your phone.
Oh. That's a totally different mooning than I grew up with.
Exactly.
That's
It involves keeping your pants on and not having to talk to this person.
That's nice. That's a good thing to learn. You should avoid taking your pants off in front of people.
Especially if it's people you don't want to hear from.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was like you send a picture of yourself mooning them to be like, leave me alone. Did you not go? Is that not what this is?
No, that would be funny though. That would be funny. But then again, if it's someone with boundary issues,
yeah,
I have
true.
A feeling that they would not stop. They would be like, you're going to show me some more? No.
It would go badly. It would definitely go bad.
It would go bad. So bad, so fast. And you know, like text from my ex, there are these sites where people like will screenshot text from their exes. And that would be the one that would be like, look, it's Diddy's bottom. Great.
I would never put anybody through that.
And plus, you got to make sure you get it at the right angle.
Right.
And then you go, oh my God, it's kind of like that scene from Spaceballs. Why didn't someone tell me my butt was this big? That's I did the clean version. Or then you're going, ooh, my butt looks good in these jeans. Right. I did that this weekend when I was out with a friend of mine. I'm like, I'm taking a picture from behind too. My butt looks good in these jeans because that's me. That's what I do. Anyway, so let's talk about what people do that you're not ready to moon people. No. Put them on mooning. You're not moon. Okay. A restaurant will seat single people in front of a mirror on Valentine's Day to promote self-love. I think this is just sad.
This is a weird concept.
You know what? Peaches took the day off because, well, Peaches just did not want to deal with it. Peaches,
I thought
only
she was setting up her reservation for this. Is that not why she's
you know
here?
What? Maybe she is, but
she
Peaches
be.
Actually sent in our food order because we actually have a meeting, a planning brainstorming session, and a meeting at 12 with the sales staff. And so we're like all texting, what do you want? What do you want? Peaches is now a pescatarian. So Peaches had to have a fish order.
Oh boy.
And then I have gluten sensitivity, and I'm allergic to mushrooms and tree nuts. So I'm saying, I want this, but not this. Poor Elise is having to shoot in everybody's order. And Elise is like, I hate you all.
I just want the sesame chicken. I don't have any specifications. Right. I don't have anything
to
change.
Did you get the crab rangoon?
Of course we got the wontons. We don't go to Lou's without getting crab wontons.
I know, right?
If you live in this area, please go try them. They're amazing.
They're so good. Diddy's like, how do I get in on this? Because I think I'm an official diva now, right?
Where's my lunch? Where's my planning lunch?
I know, right?
This is the first one I've ever had. And so I was telling my husband about it this morning, and he was like, oh, he's like, that's legit.
You've made it.
Yeah,
you've
he was
made
like,
it
you really
you have
like,
made it.
This is real.
And you know, we even got like Peaches in on this too. So Peaches, oh my gosh. Do you think Peaches is going to go off in the meeting?
I don't know. Maybe they'll just sit there and eat their grouper.
So Diddy, so if Peaches totally goes off, order the Hong Kong grouper.
Grouper.
We're like,
so not only just getting a fish plate, like I'm going to get you the $25 yeah. fish plate.
Exactly. That was the whole thing. And I'm like looking on the menu. I'm like, well, I don't want to be greedy. I'm like, ooh.
She's trying to get scallops.
I want scallops. I don't want to be greedy. I'm like, scallops, but you got to make sure they're not breaded, and I want them sauteed, and I want this. Elise is like, I hate you. This is why Peaches takes days off.
It's like, I'm just going to go eat alone. We can talk later.
The sales team cancels our lunch and tells us they can't go over the river that is the street.
Oh, my gosh.
They are taking a kayak to get the food, right?
Exactly.
Is that how this is going to work?
Yeah, exactly. Noah pulled up in the ark and goes, come on, you can hide from Sheree and Elise on Mount Ararat with the rest of the people that hide from us. So anyway, so Elise is putting in this order.
Oh, my goodness.
And Allison in sales, God bless her. She's like, she sends a message because, you know, I'm on the air and I have a million other things to do. Sheree, I haven't heard back from you. Is this meeting okay? Do we need to cancel? And Elise is like, Sheree's kind of on the air. She's kind of busy. She's kind of a big deal.
A little bit.
So I love Elise because Elise is like my little, she just handles people. She's my gatekeeper.
I answer things very, because I know, we've been together for a really long time. So yeah. I know I can answer pretty well. And so when they sent the original one this morning, it was hilarious because she was like, okay, we're going to get Indian food. I said, okay, we're not.
Sheree has an ulcer and a gluten sensitivity. Let's talk about that.
Make sure it's extra spicy, please.
Why would one want Indian food in the middle of the day?
On the air.
Finish your whole shift.
I wouldn't do that to the people here in the building, though. But we've talked about that last time I was on.
Yeah, we did.
You can't bring food like that in here because it's going to stink the entire building up
and
for the entire
day. And if it doesn't, we have people that complain about other people using the bathroom.
Yeah. Like, you better tell Peaches not to reheat that fish. They'll be fighting downstairs. There's some mad people downstairs.
You know what? Let's get Peaches to reheat the fish. Even the fresh run of the fish, because we're having a meeting in the downstairs conference room right there next to the sales office in the kitchen.
Probably not the best idea during tornado warnings to be in the glass-surrounded room. I'm a little worried about this. Well, there's another conference room down there that's not surrounded in glass.
You know? Who made these? Did Peaches do this on purpose. Peaches did this on purpose. Why is Peaches not here right now?
If she no-shows, you know why.
You know.
She's probably sheltered in the bathroom with the rest of sales.
Do you know where we should go? Is the fabulous little questionnaire rooms we found the other day that, like, it was
like
a confessional?
Diddy,
Down
those
in sales?
Yes.
I want to know when the reality show starts.
Those are
safe.
That's
exactly. I'm like, oh my gosh, those are the confessional booths. Whenever you're having a bad day, yeah. you just come in there with a camera and go, we need to talk about something.
But I've noticed they didn't spring for the special doors that when you turn on the light, they get faded so you can't see through them. Because I've seen everybody in there.
Have you ever seen the bathrooms that have those? If you lock the door, it fades. Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody that doesn't lock the door all the way? You're like, no!
I've never been in one, thank God. So I've never had to witness that one. That would be my fear. I'd be like, did I lock it?
And then you're sitting there like the
people
thinker.
People staring at you. You're like, nope, didn't lock it. That guy sees me. That's not good.
You're sitting there like the thinker. And then you end up on social media. He didn't moon us, but dear Lord, lock the door.
Especially if you get locked in on something on your phone and you just sit there for like 10 minutes.
And that happens. That happens. And that's another thing. That happens because like you're wondering.
Yeah.
Where's that person's phone been? Because if they've taken it in the bathroom with them, what have they touched with it? Mm.
I know. I bring like my water bottle to refill, and I will like leave it on top of the water outside the bathroom because I don't want to have to take my water bottle in the bathroom. That's just gross.
Yeah, it's the idea of it. It's gross. Like
too many people saw MythBusters.
Yeah.
I do not like lemon in my drinks at a restaurant because of that.
Well, yeah, there's that big study like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that people, they don't wash the lemons
fecal
and stuff.
Matters on the lemons. Yum. That's not why I do it. I just want water without lemon. I don't.
And then my friend Patrick's like, you know, I don't do ice in drinks because it's shown to have bacteria growing in ice machines at restaurants and stuff. And I'm like, do not take my joy. I love ice in my drinks. Do not take my joy.
You walk down the street and get bacteria.
I was going to say, anyone who's ever worked anywhere with one of those ice buckets,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a known fact that they're not clean that well. I mean,
just got to keep them elevated above the ground level. Cannot be on the floor. D-heck.
I'm grossed out. I am so grossed out now.
I mean, because
my friend Ellen works for the health department, and she will tell me what restaurants we can and cannot go to. And she's we're not going there. And so I let her pick the restaurant because I know I'm not going to come back with God knows what in my gut.
Exactly. We'll start texting. We'll be like, can you text Ellen and find out if I can eat at this restaurant?
Oh, Ellen,
I'm
going to
need
me,
a list, please.
Yeah. Ellen told me something about sushi a long time ago that I'm just like, oh. Because we were at this party where somebody thought it would be great to put the sushi out in the slab and make it decor and other stuff. And it was out for hours. And Ellen's like, don't do that. And they thought it was like, and we're like, no. But no, she told me some other stuff about, we won't talk about that.
Don't ruin sushi.
I cannot ruin sushi. That would be cruel.
Let me eat
sushi.
My deadly foods.
Oh my gosh. Just let me, let me have critters growing around in my stomach. Just, you know, in pure bliss for me.
We've survived
ignorant bliss.
Thousands of years as humans without all this.
Oh my gosh. Is there a reply for the food order? There is a reply for the face. I just wish you could see that on the podcast.
You'll get what we give you.
Okay.
We're all getting McDonald's, aren't we?
We've changed our mind.
Apparently, Kung Pao chicken is sauteed.
Look at that.
Do you have a problem with that?
Sauteed and
that's okay. That's not breaded, right?
I would say that's not breaded.
That's as long as it's
I feel
not
like it's
breaded.
Like pan fried, you know?
Yeah, it's sauteed. Yeah, not a problem.
You don't
with
want bread
as long as there's no flour in the saute. If not, I'll take like salt and pepper. I'll take salt and pepper scallops.
Okay.
There's like one on the. There's like one that's a salad, like sauteed pepper scallops on the salad.
Man, now I gotta go 3 hours without eating. I gotta do a 3-hour show after this.
Yeah.
Did he?
So hungry.
They're giving me fried rice. I eat 3 ounces and I'm done. Do you want me to give you the fried rice?
I mean, if it shows up in the ESPN Upstate studio, I'm not gonna get mad.
After all, I feel bad for you. As much as I love Ashley, it was her phone that woke you up.
It is. I was so tired.
Ashley, come on.
What are you doing?
Well, she's a nurse. She's gonna have to get used to waking people up. You go to a hospital, you never sleep, so.
Plus, I think she had the volume on as loud as possible so that she would wake up for school.
Yeah, she came up for school. Okay, anyway, so Valentine's Day, would you guys do the sit in front of a mirror eating at a restaurant by yourself?
Well, no, it wouldn't promote self-love for me. I'd have to see myself.
I know. It's like, I don't know if this was enough.
That would make things worse. I'd be like, why?
I know, exactly. It's like, really? You want to eat that bite? Maybe that's why you're eating by yourself. Look at you. You're a slob.
Like, oh my God, is this how you chew?
All that time, I was wondering what that noise was. It's me. Oh my God.
And what it might do, though, is give you a better understanding of all of your exes. Because you're sitting there critiquing yourself, and you're like, oh, that's why she left. Okay, now I get it.
Oh, I have so many opinions on all my exes. Actually, when Diesel was in here, he said, that just needs to be my podcast. Old arguments with old exes that are not in the room to defend themselves. Have you ever done that? Relived an old argument in your head?
Oh, like 8 million times.
Yeah.
Exactly. We all do. Classic overthinkers scenarios. And you're like, I should have said this and I should have said this. And when I talk to them again, and if they say this, I'm going to say this. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
The thing about this whole situation, though, the whole mirror thing, is not the fact that there's a mirror. Like, yeah, that's weird. It's the fact that it actually does come with a twist. That's not all.
There's a twist?
That's not all.
Boy. Wait, there's
the
more.
Swerve?
Yes, but wait, there's more. After watching yourself eat alone, they remove the mirror and reveal another person who's been sitting across from you the whole time talking to themselves in a mirror. Ooh. And then basically you get the option to have dessert with them or not.
What if you, what? What were you going to say?
I can't even with that.
I mean, like, I can't even, here's what I would say, because I get annoyed at overhearing conversations of stupid people in restaurants and locations. It is the reason I hate community tables. I will not go to restaurants with community tables. I boycott certain Starbucks that put in community tables. I like my little privacy table. I like my little alcove with
Leave
the chairs.
Leave me alone.
I don't want to mingle with people I don't know.
No.
That's called going to a family reunion, which I always find a reason not to go to. Because anytime I went to a family reunion in high school or middle school, I found out some kids I didn't like were somehow related to me. I stopped going to those. I will not sit at a community table. I hate those because that's how you get cooties.
Oh, boy.
So, no, do not sign us up for the reservation for the self-love
shot.
With the mirror.
No, do not sign me up for that, because I would be looking in the mirror going, who the hell does this person think they are? They need to shut up. They're so annoying. They lift up the mirror, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's my boyfriend from 7th grade. Now I know.
See, that would be a bad twist. That would be an even worse twist. But doesn't it still like kind of lend itself to ruin your self-confidence and self-love if they pull back the mirror and the girl on the other side, and I'd say if it's me, because it would be, you know, looks at you and goes, oh, God, bring back the mirror. Then you're like, oh.
Like,
so, like, it could kill your self-love even more if they pull back the mirror and the girl's like, no. I don't want to have dessert with this person. Can I see myself again, please?
Oh, that's even sadder that you have the option.
Yeah, you have the option to say no.
Yeah.
And they've seen you.
Yeah.
It's like, don't look away from me. I know you see me. Like the person that cuts you off in traffic just to get to the red light faster than you. And you're like, I know you can see me. I see you looking at me in the rear view. I know you can see me.
Y'all can see that?
Yes. I can even see when people pick their noses in traffic. That's disgusting.
Well, that's your fault for looking.
Oh, gross. It's their fault for being so stupid. You're in a moving fishbowl. Of course people can see you.
I'm on my private property inside my car. That's your fault for looking in.
Really? Maybe you should have that shade that goes up. Maybe, you know, lock the bathroom door, Diddy, and then have the shade that goes up.
Sometimes you've got a mine for gold. It just happens. That's life.
I don't think I want my lunch now. You can have it, Diddy.
Yay! Okay? This is how it works.
You're either getting saute Kung Pao chicken extra spicy, or you're getting salt and pepper scallops on a salad.
Extra spicy.
What was that called, by the way?
It was on the... It was, let me look it up here. I do have the menu up, because that's another thing I want to go off here. It is...
I might have to run.
Seared scallops, pan-seared and lightly seasoned, served with a fresh spring salad.
But what's it called?
Seared scallops.
Seared, okay.
Worst comes to worst, seared scallops.
Sear them.
Just tell them I don't like the fried chicken. It's not that hard. This is why people don't date me, because... I'm in the restaurant and they're like, oh God, here comes her order. Here comes her order. There's nothing wrong with knowing what you want. And that's why I will be going and having dinner alone on Valentine's Day in front of a mirror, apparently.
And you just got to hope that stranger wants dessert with you.
Oh my gosh. What if I go, oh no, I'm gluten free. So is that tort chocolate gluten free? And does it have any nuts in it? Oh my God, I'm that person.
And the dude's like, I'll take mine to go.
She was great till she opened her mouth.
She's trying to like, would y'all rather go somewhere else? No, I wouldn't rather go somewhere else. Get her the scallops and it's fine.
It's fine. Did you tell her if it has wheat in it? Does it have wheat in it?
She said, yeah, that it's pan-seared with, it's got flour. So
okay.
I said, that's fine. Get her the scallops. It's served with a scallop. Salad will be fine.
Yeah.
Didn't sound like you said wheat there.
Tell him I still want the fried rice.
Louis is doing some crazy things.
Tell him I still want the fried rice, though.
Hang on.
And if they think fried rice, it does not have flour in it, by the way. It has eggs, it has vegetables, it has rice. And oh, and a little bit of oil.
Earl.
You've been down here in the South long enough. It's Earl. See, this is what happens on the podcast.
Yes.
People want to know we're real. People want to know we're real. This is what exactly
here we are, ordering lunch.
This is how we order lunch. And Elise loves going to lunch with me because they're like, she actually is my gatekeeper for everything. She looks at people and she goes, you don't understand. She has food allergies. She has this. And it's not hard what she's asking for. It's not hard.
Well, it's because they almost killed you that time with the baklava and I was stuck in the studio and I couldn't get to you.
Oh my God, that was hilarious. This was a radio
thought. It's a worthwhile death, baklava.
It was terrifying.
First of all, it's wheat. Secondly, it's walnuts.
Yep.
The honey is the only thing in that I can have. I am deathly like anaphylactic allergic shock to walnuts. And I'm on the air and we had people bringing food around for Radiothon, which is great. Our clients are amazing. So I'm on the air. I just take a break from the air, go to commercial. Elise is running the board back here at the studio. The woman walks up to me without even saying, would you like this? She sticks it right in my face and says, please have a bite. I said, ma'am, I can't. She goes, oh, no, no, we took the calories out. I said, ma'am, I am highly allergic to everything in that. It's not calories.
This isn't about calories.
Calories are not going to be a thing for me if I eat that. It's got wheat, it's got walnuts.
Oh my God. I was like, don't eat that, don't eat that.
I mean, wheat, I would sneeze and wheeze. But that wouldn't matter with that because my throat would swell up. So sneezing and wheezing, not an issue anymore.
Yeah.
So Elise is like, she's in my ear going, don't give that to her. And it's just kind of like one of those movies going, no, slow-mo, no. But she literally had it right almost to my lips. Take a bite. I'm like, I can't. Oh, my God.
I don't think anybody brought me baklava at Radiothon. What the heck?
Yeah, this was a couple Radiothons ago.
Oh, it was a few ago. Okay, so I wasn't there.
I wasn't on the air at this Radiothon.
Gotcha.
This is a restaurant that now is no longer in business.
Understood.
They kept doing that to all their customers. I don't understand why.
So a couple weeks from now, when we're sitting at Radiothon.
Just in March now. Holy crap.
Come feed us. It's fine. Just
come feed us. Just
be careful.
If I am there, please bring me baklava. I will eat Cherie's baklava.
And you know what?
And that's not a euphemism. I promise.
So that's awesome.
Huh. On that note, I'm going to leave.
On that note, it sounds like Diesel was in here, not Denny. Okay,
time to go talk some sports. Y'all have fun finishing the show.
You know what? That was the show.
Oh, that was it.
We're done.
Okay, cool.
Because
I lasted the whole time.
We got to go eat.
Oh, yeah,
you lasted the whole time. Well, and that's not a euphemism.
Hi-yo.
All right, Diddy, come back anytime. You are welcome to always be a diva. You can catch Diddy. He is on ESPN Upstate, our sister station, and 97.7?
97.7 FM, 97.1 FM. 97.7 is Greenville, 97.1 is Spartanburg. Then I'm also on 101.1 on the weekends.
And you can also check his blog out because he's hilarious. Just follow his blog. Tell him where to follow you.
ESPNUpstate.com or InsideTheMindOfDiddy.com. DITTI.
Love it. Love it. We love you, Diddy. Anytime. Absolutely. You are welcome to be a guest diva.
See you next
and thank
time.
You guys for joining us, and we will let you know how the lunch goes. And if you don't hear me and you just hear Elise and Diddy and Peaches, God help you. Could you imagine Peaches trying to lead the conversation here?
I don't
God help you on the Diddy part. God help you on the Peaches. No, just come in with wheat.
It would literally just be straight reading of these, like, well, we kind of like go off these little stories somehow. Nah, if it was just Peaches, it'd be like a restaurant in London. Because Lord forbid something go astray.
I know. Gosh forbid. I hope that Peaches gets her Hong Kong seared sea bass.
Grouper.
There's a movie with like Kevin Bacon and Elizabeth McGovern. Like, they just got married. She's having a baby. And like the first year of getting married, she's making all these dinners that she kept messing up. And she's like, it's grouper. And he's like, what's a grouper? So it's grouper.
We'll find out.
We'll know how that goes. And I guess my scallops will be good too. It's not that hard. People.
We don't have to pan fry everything in flour. I'm just saying.
I know it's the South.
Throw some butter on it and it'll be fine.
Butter's good for you. Not margarine, but butter.
Yeah.
And olive oil and sushi. Sushi's great for you.
We'll report back. We'll see if we actually make it.
All right. Thanks for joining us for the Diva's Dish. I questionably will or will not make it, but Elise definitely will be here. See you tomorrow. Well, actually, see you next week, and we will talk Valentine's Day. More Valentine's Day. I'm not sitting across from a stranger with a mirror between us.
No.
I'm just trying to figure out what that would be and what the person would look like. Yeah, I'd be a little scared if they lift the mirror and I'm like, really? No. How do you like swipe left on somebody in front of you?
Right. I'd be like, I'm going to need to pay the bill before you move the mirror just in case.
Just in case. Or I'm going to stand up and act like this is not my seat just in case. Be my luck, it would be like my seventh grade boyfriend.
It's just a dumb idea.
Or it would be the guy that I dumped 2 weeks before prom my junior year. I still feel guilty about that one.
That happened to me. I was the one that got dumped, though. Yeah.
Well, he went on to marry a friend of mine, and then she divorced him, so I think I was justified.
Well, this person went on to marry a friend of mine, too, but they're still together.
Oh. So. But he dumped you?
Yeah.
Well, who needs him?
I was right
in dumping that guy, because I just decided our time was over. Yep, our time is over. Speaking of which,
we got to go eat.
Apparently, we'll find out what I am eating and not eating. Okay, we'll see you next on The Diva's Dish.